This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. On April 13, 2024, Iran attacked Israel directly for the first time using 320 cruise and ballistic missiles along with drones in an effort to wipe out Israel. Israel successfully defended itself in what many are saying was a miracle from God. I spoke to Barry Stagner of Calvary Central OC in California about that day. He's also the author of six books, including The Time of the Signs, A Chronology of Earth's Final Events.
We often hear about the Iron Dome and the aero defense system and all that. I think we need to remember the iron hand of God. You know, he who watches over Israel neither sleeps nor slumbers. And now, you know, here we've got these clearly supernatural events. Supernatural doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, there can be God slapping missiles out of the sky, but also, you know, giving discernment and words of knowledge and these other supernatural manifestations where the Lord tells, you know, those who are in control and in power, you know, hey, something's coming. Be ready, be alert. Watching all of these things happen, it's a twofold thing that we can look at there. And one is would be the fact that, you know, God did watch over them. God did protect them. But also, I think we need to recognize that the efforts on the part of the Iranians were basically for the Ayatollah to save face. I mean, he had to do something. He couldn't sit on his hands. You know, all of this bloviating and the other things we've seen, you know, regarding this attack that killed five Iranian Republican Guard generals or high-ranking officials, and they had to do something. They threatened and threatened and threatened. Actually, I was speaking at a prophecy conference when they launched the missiles, and they launched the missiles about 20 minutes before I spoke, which made for a rather interesting audience response. You know, they were very attentive when I got up there, you know, considering the fact that there was a 1,000-kilometer flight, drones that fly, you know, not much over 100 miles an hour. The missiles are a bit of a different story. But, you know, basically, there was a response in order for the Ayatollah to say, see, we made threats and we responded. But, you know, drones flying with the defense system that Israel has, the assistance that they received from France, the United States, and Jordan even, which was very unusual, you know, it's kind of like shooting fish in a barrel. So, but it allowed the Ayatollah Khomeini to say, you know, we responded. And now even we're hearing responses from, you know, what Israel has done now in a very similar fashion. Rather than blowing up the nuclear facilities, they just let them know we can get in. And so now you've heard language from the Ayatollah and others, you know, well, we're satisfied. We're not going to go to war over this and all that stuff. So, you know, there's a lot of beyond saber rattling that's happening now. It's turned into aggressive action. But even within that, it's a game. Games have errors, and errors lead to greater issues. And I think that's very possibly what could launch things into the full-scale Ezekiel war. I personally believe that it's most likely that the destruction of Damascus is going to be the catalyst for the Ezekiel war scenario. That, you know, something's going to happen. Iran maybe tries to ship a dirty bomb or a nuclear warhead into Israel because Israel has just shown, you know, you launch something from your territory, we're going to take it out. You know, if they get something into the Golan or into the city of Damascus, 40 miles from the northern border of Israel, you know, it's a little bit easier shot into Israel from there. And if Israel, you know, attacks, blows up a nuclear warhead in the city of Damascus, Damascus becomes a ruinous heap. Turkey, Russia, Iran, Sudan, and Libya are going to potentially say, all right, that's it, we're going in. And we do know that God is going to respond and wipe out those armies and leave them dead on the mountains of Israel, taking 7 months to bury the dead. So this is a dangerous game that's being played, but there's a certain amount of cat and mouse that's being played that often leads to catastrophic results.
That's the Middle East Report. Thanks for listening. Get a podcast of the show when you visit afr.net.